best frequencies forever.
Good morning, you're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm. I'm Jamie B-Side, and today I'm joined by my parents, and we're going to talk to my dad, Mike Borshuk. I'm playing some of the stuff that I'm playing today will be from records I remember playing around the house when I was a kid, and that was Sonny and Cher with Walk in the Quetzal, which was a B-side to a 7-inch that they had with Baby Don't Go on the A side. And Dad, you can say hello. Let's see if this works.
Hello, everyone.
You have to have the mic a little bit closer. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Do you remember that song, Dad?
I remember Baby Don't Go, but I don't remember the instrumental.
Yeah, that was the B side. And that was, I remember listening to it and being confused that there weren't lyrics to it, and but I also was like, do I like this song? And it was kind of one of my first memories of being like critical about music. So but I like it a lot now, and I haven't listened to it in a really long time, so that was kind of a fun thing to look up. And now I'm gonna play a Beatles track, because you and Mom had tons of Beatles records, like a couple of them you had doubles of because you both had your own copy. So this next track, you know, it's not going to be news to anyone, but it's gonna be from Meet the Beatles, and I'm going to play I Want to Be Your Man. So do you remember that one, Dad?
Yes.
Yes. We're listening to my phone go off, so I'll check that in a second. I'm sure somebody listening maybe. So let me get the turntables going here. turntables. I don't know why the turntables are not working out for me right now. So I'll sort that out, and I'm going to play the digital backup. This is the Beatles with I Want to Be Your Man.
I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. I want to be your man. 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 Tell me that you love me, baby. Let me understand. Tell me that you love me, baby. I want to be your man. I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. 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 Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. Love you like no other, baby. Like no other can. I wanna be your man. 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 I wanna be your man.
Yourself, babe. Let your feet stand up for your beliefs, babe. I know what's running through your mind. You think you ought to capture time. Make love, walk the straight and narrow. Oh, don't doubt yourself, gal. Let what's inside be your guide. You know darn well. For all the wrongs been done to you, it's making you prettier, so don't be blue. The life you live and what you've been through, you're lucky. Oh, don't doubt yourself when daylight fades and darkness begins. It's only come to show you that you're the one who knows where it's at. The rest of you think they've got it bad. No, nothing. Oh. Don't doubt yourself, cause at the end of your words no one applauds. The truth is proven to be found. Hard to take the first time around. So don't you worry, it's gonna be alright. Oh.
died of what was believed to be an overdose of narcotics. Bruce was 42 years old. Dr. Martin Luther King says he does not intend to cancel plans for an open housing March Sunday in the Chicago suburb of Cicero. Cook County Sheriff Richard Ogilvie asked King to call off the march, and the police in Cicero said they would ask the National Guard be called out if it is held. King, now in Atlanta, Georgia, plans to return to Chicago Tuesday. In Chicago, Richard Speck, accused murderer of 9 student nurses, was brought before a grand jury today for indictment. The nurses were found stabbed and strangled in their Chicago apartment. In Washington, the atmosphere was tense today as a special subcommittee of the House Committee on Un-American Activities continued its probe into anti-Vietnam War protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the hearings when they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
Hey there, you are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm. This is Jamie B-Side. I am sitting here with my dad. I'm playing some stuff from my parents' record collection. We think we are not sure about everything. I'm pretty sure that last track by Simon and Garfunkel, which was 7 o'clock news, Silent Night, they don't know you don't remember whose it was. It was one of yours, because I remember playing that when I was a kid. I had this little portable record player and I would like listen to all of your records and, you know, very focused on it. I remember that song being like, what is going on here? And like, sort of like, discovering Subversion for the first time, and it was I was like, this is cool. It just stood out. That's the last track on the album Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme by Simon and Garfunkel. So before that we heard The Birds with Don't Doubt Yourself, Babe. I think that's just from their self-titled album. I don't know if you had. I feel like I remember you having Birds albums. I don't have the vinyl with me, but I was just trying to find some other stuff that fit in with that time period. And I like the Birds. And I wanted to find something that I don't remember necessarily. Like, I guess more of a B-side track for the Birds. So I didn't actually remember that song, but I liked it. And then before that, we heard The Beatles with I Want to Be Your Man, of course, which is on Meet the Beatles, which I played a lot as a kid. And that was one of my like foundational music influences. And I remember being in Aardvark Books here in San Francisco. I don't listen to The Beatles a lot now because it's sort of just like burned in my brain and I can't hear it new anymore. But for the most part. But I was in a bookstore here that recently closed, RIP Aardvark Books. But they had this song on, and I was like, it was almost like I was hearing it anew because I hadn't heard it in so long. And I'm like, this song is awesome. So that's why I picked that one. So, Dad, do you have anything to add about any of those songs? Do you have any memories?
I confess that I'm not much of a historian on music and groups, but we did love the Beatles, and I know a lot of the lyrics to many of their songs, especially from the Sgt. Pepper album.
Yes, but, and I have that in here as well.
Yeah.
And I thought on the Sgt. Pepper's album that I completely ruined the inserts with like the cutout, but actually one of the records I have has that insert in it still. So maybe you both had one with an insert. I'll pull it out in a moment and we can talk about it later, because I'll play another track off Sgt. Pepper's later on. But, the other thing I wanted to ask you about was you used to have Beatles on reel to reel, right?
I did in Vietnam. We all bought those reel-to-reel tape recorders and all the equipment that went with them because it was real cheap. Then we could get it real cheap, and I had probably 4 hours of Beatles on reel-to-reel, and I sold it to a friend.
How much did you sell it for?
$100. Which in the 70s was more money than it is now.
That sounds like a lot then.
I've regretted that to this day.
Yeah. What was on those reels? Was it like full albums or what? How does that organize?
A lot of albums, a lot of things that recorded, maybe some band and CCR mixed in there. But, you know, 4 hours of really good stuff from the 60s.
Like bootleg, or what do you mean? Was there lives?
Just stuff that we'd buy the equipment so that we could record onto the reel-to-reel tapes.
From the radio, or what do you
mean? From the radio, or from playing an LP.
Oh, so it wasn't like, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So it was like your Memorex cassette tape, but
then
on
we
reel-to-reel.
Went from that to cassettes.
Okay, got it. All right, so now what am I going to play next? Let me go find my soundtrack. There's a little bit of background noise here. Someone else just walked in the studio. Mom, will you shut the door, please? Thank you. Who am I going to play? Oh, yeah, so I'll play a track off Sgt. Pepper's. This is Fixing a Hole. And we'll talk more at the next break.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. Sylvie will stand there, disagree, never.
What's for tea, darling? Darling, I said, what's for tea?
What's for tea, daughter?
More music. I dance with Linda. I dance with Jean. I dance with Cindy. Then I suddenly see Mary Ann with the shaky hair. But they fell to a man of shame. Mary is so pretty, the prettiest in the land. Guys come from every city just to shake her shaky hands. Linda can't cook. She reads books. Cindy can't sew, but I'd rather know. Mary Ann with the shaky hair, what they've done to a man of no shaky hair.
Getting on.
Hey there, this is B-Side Dreams. I'm Jamie B-Side. We're here with my dad talking about 60s records. I've kind of organized the stuff I'm playing by order of date. So not necessarily the order which I heard everything, but just to give some context. So that last track was The Kinks with Picture Book. That was not something, I don't think you had that in your collection. I just threw in a couple things here and there that I liked from that time period while I was putting this playlist together. But you remember The Kinks, right, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have anything from them?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay, so, and then before that, we heard The Who from The Who Sell Out. Was that your record, Dad, or... I think it was my mom's record.
Must have been
The Who. Yeah, yeah. The cover had Roger Daltrey sitting in a bathtub full of baked beans. And I loved the cover. And I think actually the LP was missing. And my whole childhood, I was like, I want to hear what this sounds like. And then later I like found it. I'm like, this is awesome. I might be misremembering that, but I just remember like all I, you know, like as a kid, just looking through the record collection and just sitting there staring at that cover and thinking like how cool it was that he was like sitting in a bathtub full of beans. So we heard from that Who album, the track Heinz Baked Beans, and then sort of the medley follow-up track, Marianne with the Shaky Hand. And we started that round off with Fixing a Hole from the Sgt. Pepper's record by the Beatles, which I played a lot as a child. And I did locate the insert with like, maybe I'll use this for the show image because I haven't put one up yet. But it's the Sgt. Pepper cutouts that include a mustache and a picture card. And then, like, the badges, like the shoulder ornaments that you can put on the suit. And, like, a stand-up of the band behind the emblem. I'll take a picture of it and stick it on the show archive. So my mom had pointed out that the reel-to-reel sale that my dad made for $100 with all the Beatles material also included the equipment, the reel-to-reel equipment for $100. But $100 in that, what year was that, Dad?
Probably early 70s.
$100 then. And so how much was your like household rent at that time, or mortgage?
Our house payment was $200.
Okay.
We bought a brand.
So that's pretty good.
We bought a brand new car for $3,500 showroom floor.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so there's some context for how much that was. And I also, in the next round, I'm going to play a track from a Bob Dylan record that has a $2 price tag, $2.35 price tag on it. But I'm going to first start out with a track by Jefferson Airplane. I know you had a Jefferson Airplane album, but you had... Wait, I'm going to look it up. You had an album that I did not like. And I was always like... I like the cover. What's it called? It's an all live album. It actually is a live at the Fillmore. It is, oh my God, they have so many albums. I can't find it. Bless Its Pointed Little Head.
Do you remember that? Yes.
It's a very memorable cover. Did you like that album?
I remember the title.
Okay.
But not much else about it.
Okay. Yeah, you might have just picked it up and it was in your collection. And I remember trying to listen to it. And this might have been like where I formulated the dislike of live albums. Because I'm just not a fan of live recorded albums. Like, I'd rather hear the studio recording and see the band live, but I don't want to hear the live recording necessarily. So I'm going to play a track instead off of Surrealistic Pillow. And this is a track that I don't necessarily remember but it sounded good to me. It's the opening track, and it is called She Has Funny Cars.
Parson's collar in the sky. Water in a fountain doesn't get me very high. Moby Dick and Albert making out with Captain Bly. So you know what you know in your head. Will you, won't you, do you, don't you know when a head's dead? What a bring down. Lou is growing, Amstead's in the north. Betty B's been wearing daisies since the 24th. Where's it gonna end? There's one more coming forth. And you know what you know in your head. Will you, won't you, do you, don't you wanna go to bed? What a bring down.
Sat TV Savonville. Aristotle's orchestra are living on the bill. One of them gets very, very prickly when it's ill.
And you know what you know in your head. Will you, won't you, do you, don't you want to make more bread?
What a bring down.
Show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Till the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Hey there, this is B-Side Dreams. I'm Jamie B-Side. We're here with my father talking about music so far from the 60s. That was Bob Dylan with Lay Lady Lay, and we can't figure out. Did we figure out whose record that was?
I think it was ours.
Together? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anything about that besides I share a birthday with Bob Dylan?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes.
And anything else about that album or Bob Dylan?
Well, I love Bob Dylan, even though we saw him live and he kind of mumbled. You could hardly understand.
Yeah,
him.
That's common for him, but like late, especially as he got older.
He's very low key. The only time he talked to the audience is to introduce his band, and then it was just playing songs.
Yeah.
At the Orpheum. And
in Sioux City,
yes.
Orpheum, because there's an Orpheum here.
Yes,
too.
we like Bob Dylan and like a lot of his songs. Like a Rolling Stone is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a lot of protest songs from him back then.
Yes. And then before that, we heard Cream with What a Bring Down from their album Goodbye Cream, which I definitely have the cover of that album burned in my brain from seeing it. Just looking at it a lot as a kid with the three, Eric Clapton in the middle and his bandmates outside of him with the top hats and the silver suits. And what I remember about that album is there were two really long, boring songs on the A side. And then I was like more interested in the shorter ones on the B side. So that was a B side track. And you said that someone in Vietnam, what's your story about getting this?
Well, I think I bought that album just because somebody, one of my buddies, told me that it was really cool and I should have it.
Okay. <That's>, All right. So that was Cream featuring Eric Clapton. And then before that, we heard Jefferson Airplane with She Has Funny Cars from what's the name of this album? Surrealistic Pillow. So, yeah, we were talking before how you had the album Bless Its Pointed Little Head. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yes.
Which has a really cool cover, but I didn't like the live music on it at the Fillmore. So, and what you said something about Grace Slick. You said what Jefferson Airplane means.
Jefferson Airplane was a reference to a device used to hold a joint. And so I think that was... They have a lot to do with their popularity and their the various opinions people had about them.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That was a pot paraphernalia reference, so interesting new info for me. So I think I'm kind of going to move on now to stuff I think you might like. Well, at least the next couple tracks. This is not stuff you had or that I heard growing up, but there's a band called the Go-Betweens that came to mind for me, who I really like, and some friends and I might actually do a cover band for this particular album by the Go-Betweens called 16 Lovers Lane. And Robert Forster, who is one of the leaders of the band, he's coming to town to do a solo set at the Swedish Hall November 8th, which I'm really sad I'll be out of town for that, but I'm sure that will be awesome. And so here is Streets of Your Town by the Go-Betweens from 16 Lovers Lane.
Town is full. ride your river under the bridge, and I take your boat out to the reach, 'cause I love that engine roar, but I still don't know what I'm.
Cracks the convent, mist curls to the bells, trees run down to the road, protect the convent girls. A sister somewhere bows her head to pray, offer protection, a place to hide away. Sherwood Forest, the elves keep to themselves. No one is Scarecrow, the witch has no spells. A map of treetops, a road that's made of clay. It's hard to get to the place to hide away. Mondaino, I'm thinking of Greece, I'm thinking of Wall City to give me my peace. I might take up teaching, I have a lot to say at a round table, but a place to hide away. I might take you up on one fine sunny day. I might take you up to a place to hide away.
Hello, you have been listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm with me, Jamie B-Side, and my father, Mike B-Side.
That's right. And your mother, Janice, B-side.
Yes, we are the B-sides. We're all here. And so we just heard two tracks. We heard The Go-Betweens with Streets of Your Town from 16 Lovers Lane. That came out in 1988. I just thought that my dad would like that. I've made you mixtapes. I probably put that on a mixtape for you somewhere. And then we heard solo Robert Forster of the Go-Betweens. He has a new album out called The Evangelist, and that was a place to hide away from that album. He is playing November 8th at, I think it's the Swedish Hall. And if you like him, go check that out. I would love to be there if I were going to be in town that week. And we are reaching the end of my hour. I want to thank my father for coming in, my mom for moral support. She's making corrections quietly from the corner. And what do you have to say?
I want to do a shout out to PF, who responded to the show earlier and is a member of the Fabled Matinees.
Yes.
And Esme, once Hannah, now Esme again.
PF's daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, so my dad says hello. And any closing thoughts on the music we've heard?
I like the music from your childhood because it was our favorite time of music. And I listen to the show quite often and hear music that I know nothing about and sometimes enjoy it.
Yeah, sometimes I know nothing about it either. We're all learning together. So this is going to be, I'm going to leave you with something new I've been listening to. It's Carla Del Forno, who I've played before on the show. She has a new album out, and this track is called So Much Better. What's the name of the album? Let me look it up real quick. It's called Look Up Sharp is the name of the album by Carla Del Forno. So, Dad, I don't know if you'll like this. Maybe. You're pretty open-minded. And thanks again for coming in. It was nice having you here, and we're going to have a fun week.
Okay.
All right. See y'all next time. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
I'm so much better than you.